From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon remains chairman of the company. Steve Newborn of WUSF in Tampa says Dimon faced shareholders today for the first time since he announced the company's recent $2 billion trading loss.
One of those shareholders, the Reverend Seamus Finn of Washington, D.C., asked Dimon to stop trying to block the Dodd-Frank legislation aimed at regulating Wall Street after the 2008 financial crisis. He spoke after the meeting.
Up until now, 4 years later, we've basically been getting, you know, all sorts of efforts on their part to thwart the major piece of legislation that was put in place, not to make it better. So we would like them to take the opportunity to make it better.
None of the proposals offered today to change the way the company does business were approved. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
House Speaker John Boehner says he will reject any request for new taxes to help lower the nation's deficit. Boehner says he will again insist on spending cuts and budget reform if the White House requests another increase in the national debt ceiling. The White House says President Obama would respond with another demand that spending cuts be balanced with new revenue. A deficit supercommittee created after the debt ceiling was raised last year failed to reach a compromise on reducing government spending. Former President George W. Bush has for the first time expressed public support for presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. NPR's Arnie Seipel reports that it was an impromptu endorsement.
Mr. Bush had just wrapped up a speech on human rights in Washington on Tuesday morning and was getting on an elevator when a reporter from ABC News caught up to him. As the doors closed, the former president said, quote, "I'm for Mitt Romney." While it's the first time Mr. Bush has expressed public support for Romney, the former president's father, George H.W. Bush, his mother, Barbara, as well as his brother, Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, all gave Romney formal endorsements. The elder Bushes invited Romney to their home in Houston, along with the national media, to show their support in March. It's unknown if George W. Bush will campaign with Romney. Polls within the last year show more Americans still blame Mr. Bush for the state of the economy than President Obama, but those numbers have tightened. Arnie Seipel, NPR News, Washington.
Nebraska Republicans are choosing a candidate to face Democrat Bob Kerrey in November. Kerrey is a former U.S. senator running in one of the most hotly contested races of the 2012 election. Meantime, Mitt Romney has won the Nebraska Republican presidential primary, although the state will not assign any of its 32 delegates until the convention in mid-July. Romney is just 171 delegates short of the number he needs to cinch the nomination. Facebook Inc. is expanding its initial public offering to about 422 million shares. The move comes after the social networking company raised the price per share from $34 to $38. This is NPR News. Fire officials in Colorado report small containment of a 400-acre blaze burning on the northern part of the state. The wildfire has moved away from homes near Fort Collins, but dozens of residents have been told to prepare to leave just in case. Another lightning-sparked blaze in western Colorado is expected to be fully contained on Friday. Defense attorneys say they're considering whether to have John Edwards testify at his corruption trial. Edwards is accused of orchestrating a plan to use almost $1 million in campaign contributions to hide a pregnant mistress during his 2008 run for the White House. He's pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of campaign finance violations. Mexican writer Carlos Fuentes has died at the age of 83, as NPR's Lynn Neary reports. Fuentes was part of a generation of writers who brought Latin American literature to life during the 1960s and 1970s.
At a politically turbulent time in Latin America, Fuentes, along with writers like Gabriel Garcia Marquez and Mario Vargas Llosa, sparked a literary revolution in the region with powerfully imaginative books that drew readers from all over the world. Fuentes wrote his first novel, Where the Air is Clear, at the age of 29. He's probably best known in this country for The Old Gringo and The Death of Artemio Cruz. Fuentes was often mentioned as a possible candidate for the Nobel Prize, but he never won the prestigious award. A much revered figure in Mexico, President Felipe Calderón announced the death on his Twitter account, calling Fuentes a universal Mexican writer and saying he deeply laments his death. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.